The State Board of Education is seeking an exception to federal laws so more parents can opt their kids out of end-of-year testing. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Amanda, the Utah Board of Education voted to ask for a special exception to the Every Student Succeeds Act, which in part requires testing at the end of the school year. But the Tribune says the board may even go farther and reject the rules altogether. That would mean losing as much as $123 million in federal funding, and that money goes to low-income and special ed students. Some board members say the federal government has no constitutional authority to be directing education in Utah. Right now, 6% of students opt out of testing in Utah statewide, so that's 94% participating, and the feds require 95%. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The State Board of Education is talking about turning away federal funding so that more students don't have to take end-of-year testing. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live in the KSL 24-hour news center with more. Mary?
Brian, board members voted to request a special exception to the federal law that requires end-of-year testing in public schools. It's the Every Student Succeeds Act. But some board members think it's time to opt out of the whole thing. The Tribune says yesterday's meeting talked about whether the feds should be involved in Utah's rules at all. But the feds provide funding, a lot of it. Opting out could mean up to $123 million gone. 6% of students in Utah do not take those tests right now, but Utah experts say those tests are necessary to measure growth and what teachers need to change. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.